Data is all around us. It's coming straight at us. But importantly, we're also sending it out consciously or otherwise, and how others use it or abuse it matters. 2+ years on, the use that Facebook and Cambridge Analytica put our data to in the Brexit referendum remains an unresolved controversy in terms of what difference it may or may not have made to the result. But either way, it shows that the power of big data is huge, and the public is now becoming more and more aware of it. The issue of biometric data in the justice system might not be so high up the public agenda, but it's set to play a huge role in the future. Essentially, biometrics can be produced from many different sources, such as physical things like fingerprints, retina scans, or blood, or technological ones like facial and body movement recognition from CCTV or police-worn body cameras. For the police and the court, such data can be used on individuals to rule them out, incriminate, or simply to identify. To regulate these new technologies, the Scottish Government set up an independent advisory group on the use of biometric data chaired by John Scott QC, which reported earlier this year. He says the principles governing DNA evidence in terms of use, admissibility and retention can offer a basis for a code of conduct for biometrics.
Fingerprints was perhaps a useful example. It's a form of biometric data. But recent inquiries, including inquiries in Scotland, have really highlighted that it's not a science, it's more of an art. And part of our work was really in trying to identify what's been validated as a science and what is something else. And in relation to fingerprints, it is not possible to say definitively that is that person's fingerprint. And no responsible fingerprint officer will now say that. In relation to DNA, you can absolutely positively exclude someone, but you still can't absolutely positively identify someone. It needs to be combined with other, perhaps more traditional police work.
For the police and the courts, knowing how much to trust biometrics and how to use such evidence lawfully is an ongoing process. Jim Fraser, a former forensics professor at Strathclyde University and now an independent forensics expert, advised the Scottish Government a decade ago on updating the law for DNA. He also sat on this latest biometrics advisory group and says the core principles will be useful until something goes wrong.
It is very often a very high-profile case where there is very limited other evidence and more reliance is put on the technology than ought to be.
Do you worry that that technology is going to develop in a way that appears to be smarter than us and we will surrender too much to it?
I'm not sure I know the answer to that question. I think it is inevitable that more trust will be put in these technologies on some occasions than we ought to. And with hindsight, we will recognise it. It's an inevitable consequence in some instances of using technologies when they are in the early stages of either of their development or where understanding of them is still developing.
And the kind of things which can go wrong fall into two main categories. Last year, researchers at Michigan State University successfully 3D printed a wearable fake fingerprint. And the leader of that work, Professor Anil K. Jain, says other dangers lie in the database itself.
Forget about biometrics for a moment. Any digital record stored in a central database, whether it's a bank, whether it's a police agency or any government office, can be manipulated. So here is what can happen. Suppose David's fingerprints are stored in the database and somebody replaces that record with my fingerprints. So now if David is being checked, they won't recognize it's David's fingerprint. The other thing which can happen is that I can steal David's fingerprints from the database and I can then make a fake fingerprint using, say, for example, our 3D wearable fingerprints, and then I can start pretending to be David.
The Facebook Cambridge Analytica issue demonstrated how informed consent is at the heart of the use of data. And Diego Quiroz from the Scottish Human Rights Commission says setting up the right system of governance is crucial. He says Scotland has an opportunity to get it right. And one important recommendation is the setting up of a Scottish Biometrics Commissioner to oversee the area.
There is an expectation that even in public spaces, we have that right to privacy. Human rights are okay with interferences, and there is a need to do that. The example I could use is legitimate reasons of public order or health. But that interference with the right to privacy, that's the balance. It has to be proportionate. it has to be necessary, and it has to be easily understandable.
Biometric technology is progressing at breakneck pace, and with artificial intelligence and machine learning set to accelerate the process still further, a legislative framework is essential. The Scottish Government says it wants to ensure its approach is both effective and proportionate, and says it will introduce legislation to establish a biometrics commissioner by the end of this parliamentary session.